Thanks very much, Gavin. Well, today we would like to give an overview of the Civica system, which was recently adopted to manage the empty homes records for both North and South Lanarkshire councils. I'm not sure if anyone's used this system before, ever came across it. No? So what is... the Civica system? The Civica system is a specialist system and business process service that helps organisations to transform the way they work. The system allows data to be input and stored and detailed reports to be run. Why did North and South Lanarkshire councils choose to use Civica? As you will know, there's various systems out there that can be used to record information. The main reason as the Empty Homes Officer chose to use Civica was that it was already being used within both authorities for a number of years and it was quite successful. The system has not only been used within housing, but it was also being used by my colleagues within environmental services. Personally, I previously used Civica system to record and log information for the Empty Homes Purchase Scheme at North Lanarkshire Council. I found it to be an excellent tool and an easy system to use, although maybe not straight away, but I did get used to it quite quickly. I also knew that it was a strong management system. So what was I, as the Empty Home Officer, looking for from the system? As the Empty Homes Officer, it became quite apparent to me soon after I came into post that there was a lot of admin work involved in my role. I felt that in order to make better use of my time, I would need to look at how I was recording information and sending out letters and things like that. As Empty Homes Officer, I wanted a system where I could log all of my information for an empty property in the one place. This could be, for example, maybe a telephone call from an owner, a home visit, an email, and things like that. I was also looking for a system where I could easily track progress of a property. I wanted a system that would populate letters and a system that would track when follow-up letters were due to go out. I could see straight away the benefit of adapting the database for the Empty Homes project. I wanted somewhere that all my information relating to an empty property was saved in the one place and anyone within the section could refer to it. So how did it free up time and improve the casework process? I'm now starting personally to see some of my time has been freed up since using the Civica system. We're all busy in our roles and I was looking for something that would allow me to make better use of my time. I feel that by using the Civica system, it's freed up a lot of my time and allows me now to concentrate on other tasks, like going out and actually meeting the empty property owners. All the information I've gathered is now saved in one central point and I don't have to spend time looking through various folders or emails. All of my letters can be ran from the system and the information sheet that gets sent out with the letters is automatically populated, which saves time as I don't have to start printing letters and then going in and printing information sheets as well. Once you've put on a housing assistance record, which John will cover later on, onto the system, it automatically pulls in the names and addresses, etc. So it is really just a matter of pressing a button. Before I started using Civica, I had all of my properties on an Excel spreadsheet. I used to spend time setting up reports, sorting data, etc. But now I can go into the system and run reports on all information that I've logged. For example, what type of property, reason why it's empty, number of bedrooms, etc. These all may seem like small tasks, but I feel that they were taking up a lot of my time. And at times I was jumping from one program to another to get relevant information that I was looking for. With me working for two local authorities, at times I felt I couldn't access certain information depending on where I was working. I also had to carry files which held personal information, which led to security risks. The Civica system now allows me to access and update records anytime, anywhere. So to round it all up, the Civica system is a specialist system and helps organisations to transform the way they work. It's user-friendly, it frees up time and can improve the way we work, and it contains flexible reporting tools. Now, moving on to the actual system. John is going to take us through the system and he'll focus on the four main parts, which are the premises database, the housing assistance database, the names and addresses database and the action diary system. We want today's session to be as interactive as possible, so please feel free to ask questions as we go along. Thanks.
Can you hear me okay? Yep, I don't need a microphone. I've been told in the past anyway that I don't need a microphone. Civica system is just a very basic database system. It's basically made up of a premises module which holds all the main property information. It has a load of other modules which are used by planning, finance, environmental services, as Katrina alluded to in the past. And the housing assistance database is used by our housing services for empty homes purchase scheme, mortgage to rent, grants processing for private sector grants. The list goes on. So it's a widely used system within North Lanarkshire Council, and I believe within South Lanarkshire Council as well, for many of the foregoing purposes that we went through. Now, the system, as I say, is mainly link through the premises. Why is this? This is not showing us this the full screen. Here, could you answer? So. It's as good as it's going to go. There is a link normally that we can click on that link us straight through to the premises module, which you can just see the outline of Two Beach Street here in Wishaw at the top right hand corner, just where if I point to my mouse and circle it up here. This is our link to our premises module. Now the premises module doesn't hold just homes, it holds lots of land, as was alluded to in an earlier presentation. It holds shops, premises, retail outlets, it holds the whole shooting match within North Lanarkshire Council. As I say, it's used by environmental services as well, this system. So it's used to do their food returns, etc. Now, the premises database has been partitioned within North Lanarkshire Council so that I can't see environmental services. I have no interest in seeing food premises unless I intend to go to a restaurant and meet there. And they have no interest whatsoever in viewing the housing data that we put onto the system. And it also prevents any problems with data management. I have my own data retention policy, as does environmental services. So the system has a huge premises module. There's no linkage, there's no limit to the amount of records that can be held within premises. It does hold land, pieces of land. It does hold a GPS system, an easting and northing system, for those that will know technically better what that is than myself. So that planning can use it, and it can be used for plots of land for development purposes, etc. So it's a widely used system. If required, people like myself who are administrators can cross administrate and can cross report on these other areas. For the likes of Katrina, who's signed into the system in a moment, it's not possible for Katrina to see anything other than the service that she has been given permissions to, which is housing. So it's housing records only that Katrina gets to manage. Now, the premises module links up to the housing assistance record, which is the record that we're in just now. Now, unfortunately, you're not seeing the whole record here for technical reasons. It just seems to be limiting itself. But if I go through the main area of it, the name and address record is linked here, which is also a separate database system. And when you're loading these records, you can search on, if you happen to know the person's address, which may or may not be the same as the premises address or the property address that we're seeing in the top right-hand corner. Any duplicates that we have in the system, where environmental services or planning or anybody else has loaded on a name and address for that particular person, is searchable and usable within the system. So there is a